have you taken into consideration the budget cuts and then using the excess money on this versus what you're going to get as far as you're not going to get when the governor starts cutting this budget? Have you taken that into account or not?
I'm confused. And
you know what I mean? Like the governor, you're not going to be getting some of the money in there now that you're going to be getting in. I assume you're going to have some of your money that you now have to make up for some of those programs.
Right.
Now you're going to put in this 9/11 center up in Montmorency. You're taking money out of there to put the new 9/11 in there. You're going to have enough money for all these
actually,
things you're doing.
It's
pretty much
actually, Denny, and if anybody else wants to get in, the 9/11, those dollars are in a dedicated fund right now and cannot be used for anything but the emergency, the capital improvement.
Yep. In
which, so those dollars were there.
Good.
And all we did was roll it over. Had this not happened, in which I'm so proud that the management of Dan and June before even came, is Elk County would have been, at the end of this year, debt-free. So the dollars, the dedicated dollars that was in this fund was just rolled over, no increase in taxes. The taxpayers are already paying for it, and there was no increase. So it was a very wise and smart and intelligent thing to do, to what we have done with this 911 center. So
one of the things that the public probably can relate to on this too, enhanced 911 is something that we've been mandated to do. And an example of that is the ability for, and I'm thinking of young people, kids, to text in an emergency. We have to have the capability to receive 911 calls via text message. And there was a horrible story back on CNN or whatever where I think there was a home invasion somewhere, California or somewhere, and a child was hiding under a bed or in a closet. But they were able to text in what was going on, and it was a silent call, you know, via their cell phone. That's a wonderful thing to be able to have here in rural Elk County. It's something we all want.
Yeah, upgrade absolutely. Definitely will come with the new facilities.
Yeah.
You're listening to the award-winning program Talk of the Town. I'm Denny Heindel. My guests today are Ronnie Bimo, Elk County Commissioner, Dan Freeberg, Elk County Commissioner, and June Sorg, Elk County Commissioner. What about the Marcellus Shale? How does that enter into this equation? Who wants to go first?
Well, I think that June is our chairperson in our Marcellus Shale.
Task force,
Marcellus Shale Task Force of Elk County. And she is the chairperson of that. She keeps us commissioners informed of what is happening in the Marcellus Shale field. I mean, we have attended various different seminars and sat down at the table again with people from the oil industry, the drilling industry, the water quality people, DEP, EPA, and any other group that would be interested in sitting down at this table. And I'd let June tell you about this task force and the tremendous work that we've been doing for the past 3.5 years.
The county created the task force probably a little bit more than 2 years ago, and we have committees. We have a water committee. We have a real estate, transportation, economic development. We felt it was really important to establish this task force because we didn't understand what was coming. We needed to find out more information and to be on top of things. You know, we've talked with commissioners from Tioga County and from Bradford County, and they've given us some stories, and we find that it's really important to be educated and to understand what is really going to be happening with the boom of the Marcellus Shale. We've had presentations from the industry, as well as Ron said, DEP, and every month, just last month, we had a presentation from Penn State Extension about the pipeline and even the compressor stations. So we want to get this information out to everyone, and we're going to be having a public meeting June the 15th at 6 o'clock at the middle school in St. Mary's, and we're going to be talking there about just about what Marcellus Shale is, so that people will understand what is going to be happening. Leasing, you know, that people are still interested in leasing their properties for that. And as we're having another presentation there about water, what a private water supply, what you would have to do for, you know, to protect your water supply and the testing and different things. And so that's going to happen on the 15th of June. And this has all come about from our committees and all the dedicated people that have been coming to the monthly meetings. So we're appreciative of their input and all of their, you know, different things that they brought to the table.
And, go ahead, Ron.
And the commissioners are not opposed to drilling. But we had, over the past 3.5 years, we've talked about going slow, protecting our water. I always said that I can always put a blanket on for heat, but I sure can't live without good, clean water. So we are responsible to that effect, but we also got to look at the industry itself. Since 2006, they brought over $1 billion in taxes to the state of Pennsylvania. So it's an economic boom, but because we live here in Elk County, we have had the opportunity that the Marcellus Shale has come across the upper part of Pennsylvania, Bradford and Tioga and Potter, and so we set in a situation that we have an opportunity to do things right in Elk County.
And so one thing you mentioned, $1 billion they brought in out in the Pennsylvania. How did they do that?
In paying taxes.
Who paid the taxes?
The drilling companies and also the people that they hire, you know, the income tax that they're paying.
Oh, the income tax, but doesn't the governor, they don't want to tax the Marcellus Shale people, do they?
They're going to call it an impact talks fee now.
And, yeah.
But he hasn't put that in effect yet.
No.
Oh, okay. No. Well, I thought you said it's already come into Pennsylvania.
The Elk County, Pennsylvania has received over $1 billion in taxes from the drilling companies.
From the activities created from the Marcellus Shale, the wages, the
truck taxes that they pay, and the franchise taxes, and the permitting, and revenues coming into the
Commonwealth. I didn't think it was that high, but it seemed like a lot.